Welcome to the Bipod, a podcast about all things bisexual. I'm Evan, and my pronouns are they and them.
And I'm Christina. My pronouns are she and her. We define bisexuality as experiencing attraction to people who share your gender identity and to those who don't.
We welcome anyone who has any kind of relationship with or curiosity about queerness.
The Bipod is an ad-free, community-supported podcast. You can support us for as little as $2 a month. To join the community or get more information about the podcast, visit patreon.com/thebipod.
This podcast is one piece of the long history of bisexual and queer discourse. We don't know everything.
At all.
We're here to be part of the conversation.
Let's get into it.
Hi, Christina.
Welcome back to Crazy Ex-Girlfriend Time.
Thank you. And also to you.
Thank you. Before we get into today's episode, we wanted to remind all the folks at home that we are hoping to see you, if you're listening the day that this episode comes out, Gold Star, A+. Yeah. And we are hoping to see you this Sunday at 1 p.m. on the internet. Yeah. We're having a anniversary birthday
hangout
thing on Zoom for our patrons. If you're listening next week, sorry to miss you.
Yes. You don't have to be listening on Thursday. You could also be listening on Friday or even Saturday.
Or Sunday morning.
That's true. Yeah. Just needs to be in the same week that the episode came out.
Yeah. All we ask.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you have not made it over to the Patreon yet, now is a great time to do so. The link is in the episode description. And also you get to come to a Zoom party with us.
Yeah.
Super fun.
Get to meet some other bi folks and hang out with us and see what we look like if you don't already know.
Yeah. We'll have some structured activities. Mm-hmm. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. So see you there.
Party.
Evan's doing a dance, which hopefully they will do at the party as well. But yeah, we're talking about Crazy Ex-Girlfriend again.
Yeah.
Which is very exciting. We have both finished the show now.
Yes.
This is a follow-up episode. I suppose if you just got here, hello, hi.
Hi.
This is the second time we've talked about Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. We had an episode come out last year. At the time of recording, I realized later that I actually had watched the whole show. I just had disassociated at some point.
You didn't even realize there was a fourth season, even though you'd already seen
it. Yeah. Which, that's grad school for you, you know? Yes. But I had watched up until, I think, season three, and you were somewhere in season three.
I might have still been in season two. Mm. Or maybe I was at the very beginning, but I remember being like, I've seen some of season three, I just haven't seen all of it. It turns out I had just only missed the final episode of season three. I had seen the rest of it and just also blocked it out. There were the first like three episodes I remembered, and then the rest of it I didn't remember, except I'd be like, oh, I remember this one scene, so I must have seen the episode.
Yeah. I had a similar experience. I don't know if that is just like, if that's on me and whatever my brain was going through at the time, or if there's like a shift in the show that I didn't pick up on.
I don't know.
If there's like less, if the different kind of drama that didn't like sink into my brain the same way. I don't know. Still very enjoyable, the last two seasons.
Yes, agreed. But yeah, for some reason, the first two seasons were so fresh in my mind that I would like text you and be like, I've been waiting for this musical number to happen. And you're like, wow, I can't believe like you were looking remembered it enough to look forward to that. The rest, I was like, I guess I've heard this song before. Yeah. I don't know.
Like, I didn't remember watching the finale, though I must have. But I did remember watching like the recorded, they did like a stage production that like is on streaming at the end of
as like a final
the
episode.
Final thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I made it here. There's no way that I made it here and didn't watch the finale. who knows. But yeah, so there will be spoilers. There were spoilers last time as well, but now we've actually seen the whole show, so we will talk about the ending. As we said before, if you know what happens, it is still very enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Also, if you know what happens, you might forget, much like us. But if you haven't had a chance to see Crazy Ex-Girlfriend yet, I don't know. You can do that if you want. And then
you
come
can do
back.
That if you want. We like it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Is there anywhere you would like to start, Evan?
I mean, the first thing that I was like, when we talked about doing this episode, I was like, I want to talk about whether Rebecca is as straight as she says she is.
Great question. Last time we did talk about, there's an early scene with her in Valencia, yes. like in the club where she kisses her. And that sort of could have been in the context of like trying to get Josh's attention, or like the kind of like fucked up way that she was trying to be a part of his relationship.
Yes.
But I do feel like that energy kind of like continues throughout the show, even as she outgrows that.
Yes. Like, she seemed to think sort of that was the motivation for what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not how the text yeah. read to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. There are some things that I'm like, I don't know if the writers just thought that this was like Rebecca's brand of feminism, or if it's gay. Like, she would like say things about women where I'm like,
I mean, I guess it could be read as Rebecca just being secure in her heterosexuality. But that's
simply can't
illegible
relate.
To me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't see it.
Yeah, but like there's like one of the scenes that sort of made me think about this was it's in the third season. And Heather and Rebecca are in a bathroom stall together. They go in there to hide from Josh, and then Josh ends up coming in there with this random girl that he's dating, and they get like trapped in there. And a bouncer comes in, and he's like, after Josh and the girlfriend have left, and Heather and Rebecca are just like trying to leave
Valencia
the bathroom.
And Rebecca?
No, it's Heather.
Heather.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, never mind.
The bouncer is like, I heard that there were people having sex in here, so I came to break it up. But now that I see that it's you two, like, carry on. And Rebecca is like, our love is not for your gaze.
Yeah. You know what I was confusing with? There's a scene where she and Valencia are also stalking Josh's new
yes.
girlfriend. And Valencia's like, what's our cover story? And she's like, oh, we're two lesbians looking for an apartment in Silver Lake. So funny.
Yes. And so those moments are like not... like they're not queer baity.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And they're not like, it's not making queerness a joke, although they are funny.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so like it could be read as Rebecca just like is secure in her heterosexuality, so it does not bother her if people assume that she is queer. She doesn't feel the need to correct them. She just goes about her business. But also, there is the, you know, kissing Valencia thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the repeated way that, like, these moments come
yeah.
up again. She's very obsessed with her female friends, which, mm-hmm. I mean.
Who wouldn't be?
Yeah.
You know?
But.
Yeah, like, she keeps borrowing Heather's vibrator. Their roommates. I'm thinking about how, and we'll talk about the ending of the show at the end of the episode, but like one of the biggest tensions of the show is that Rebecca, because of her diagnosis and other things, doesn't feel like she can maintain a secure relationship with herself
mm-hmm.
while in relationship with a man.
Yeah.
But, and she has some fucked up elements of relationships, like with her friend Paula and things, and also with Valencia early in the show. But like by and large, especially the last couple seasons, like her relationships with other women, like are what keep her together.
Yeah.
Like her, she has very supportive friends, who she doesn't seem to get lost in the same way. And some of that might be like the nuances of like a romantic relationship versus, a non-romantic relationship. Mm-hmm. Those lines are at different places for different people, as we have discussed on the show. But I'm thinking about like, I wonder if that is part of why narratively she needs to be straight, like to keep those things separate, or I don't know.
I mean, an interesting thing is that in many ways, Rebecca is not a reliable narrator.
Yeah.
And so not to say that like we therefore need to question everything she says about herself, but also there's a way in which like we're not necessarily supposed to trust everything that Rebecca thinks is true.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that on a different show, it might be more like you should be reading the text as the text is telling you it is, or like as the character within the text is telling you things are, which is not to say that you can't read against the text.
Yes.
But
that is my custom.
Love to read against the text. But in this case, there is an element of like the show itself. It's not necessarily setting us up to question whether she's straight. By us, I mean other people. Obviously, you and I are questioning whether she's straight.
Clearly.
It's not necessarily setting the audience up to question whether she's straight.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also not doing that.
Yeah. Like, there's no point where she's like, oh, I don't want to kiss women or something like that, you know?
Yeah, like, she does say, like, I'm straight. But then it's sort of like, well.
Given the, yeah, and I'm thinking about, I mean, she has problematic relationships, like, with Audra Levine. When they met up in Vegas, I was like, maybe they'll kiss.
Yeah. Does Audra try and kiss her?
I think so. I feel like there's some, yeah.
There is a certain, there must be a term for it, but I don't know what it is. The like eroticism of sameness that is like happening there.
Yeah. Directly translated, that is homoeroticism.
Yes.
Yeah. But there's something going on there.
Yeah. It's the like the doppelganger, I mean, not, you know what I'm saying.
I understand. The sort of parallel live. Yeah. Also, like, there's, like, a competition / admiration respect.
Yes. I mean, very tangled web.
Yeah. Which is gay. It's not a straight web, let me tell you.
Tangled webs?
Gay.
Gay.
Yeah. And I also think, like, we talked last time about kind of the orientation of the show being queer.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, having the main character sort of inhabit that is like part of that orientation and part of that like sensibility.
Yes.
So even like outside of Rebecca and like her actions and like actual sexuality, that sort of sets up the framing for the rest of the characters and the show's perspective.
Yeah.
Such a good show.
Yes.
Also, speaking of queer women, we get to talk about Valencia.
Yeah.
You just heard a preview of this episode. To hear the rest of it, head over to patreon.com/thebipod.
For as little as $2 a month, you can access this and other episodes, monthly playlists, and other exclusive content. See you there!